You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Galatians, chapter 5, and verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. I actually read to verse 23. Now, every genuine believer wants to be filled with the fruit of the Spirit. You want to have love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance. All of these things, if you want to use one name for them, it is Christ. This is simply Christ. It's simply talking about becoming like Jesus. The fruit of the Spirit is actually Christ. But for our better understanding, it's better we break it down into love, joy, peace, and long suffering. Now, to understand how to be full with fruit, let's look at it from the natural point of view. How does a tree produce fruit? An orange tree, for example, that tree is planted. As long as that tree draws nutrient and is rooted, when the time comes, that tree will produce fruit effortlessly. You will not find a tree that is running around and saying, I want to produce fruit. Please, where can I produce fruit? No. A tree only needs to be planted and rooted, and it will effortlessly produce fruit. Let's also look at it from a human perspective. How does a woman become fruitful? A woman becomes fruitful by having intercourse with her husband. You don't need to see when they are having intercourse. When you see a woman pregnant, you know that something had gone inside of her. A woman cannot become pregnant by hard work. She cannot try and say, I want to try to be pregnant, and determine to be pregnant, and then she will go to gym and carry a lot of weight to be pregnant. She's not going to get pregnant. A woman cannot become pregnant by cleaning the house, by washing, by doing everything. She is not going to get pregnant. The only thing that will get her pregnant is fellowship with her husband, is interaction, communion, koinonia, or intercourse with her husband. That is what produces the fruit, and it is effortless. She only needs to meet with her husband. The rest will happen naturally and effortless. Now let's bring it back now to the scripture. The scripture talks about the fruit of the Holy Spirit. That fruit is not your fruit. You don't have it. Stop trying to be patient. Stop trying to be gentle. You can never be gentle by yourself. You don't have it in you. The fruit has to be reproduced in you. It is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. It's not the fruit of the human flesh. It's not the fruit of the human mind. Many of you have problem with anger. Your solution is to be determined not to get angry. So you keep promising yourself after each failure that I will not have anger again. You keep telling yourself, I was impatient. Next time I will not be impatient. I wasn't meek. Next time I will try and be meek. You cannot try to be meek. Meekness is not in you. Meekness is in Jesus. And it is only in fellowship with the Holy Spirit that you will begin to produce the fruit of the Spirit. So guess what Jesus said? He said, abide in me. He said, you cannot bear fruit except you abide in me. So the key to fruitful living, the key to having the fruit of the Holy Spirit in fullness, it is abiding in Jesus. As you walk in him, as he reveals his meekness to you, you also will become meek. As he reveals his love to you, you will become loving. It will be a natural consequence. So what you need to pursue is not self-determination. It is to behold the glory of Jesus. As you fellowship with Jesus daily in his word, in his place of prayer, you will produce more and more fruit in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.